Well, here we are, an absolutely stunning day at Gatcombe Park for the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing. It must have been an interesting couple of weeks for you with this weather that we've had. How have you coped leading up to this event?
Well, just been damned hot. Much as anything, the heat just makes you so tired. Huh? I know I'm getting old, but I mean, I'm, you know, you get to the end of the day absolutely drained. You'd rather it was dry than wet.
But looking obviously at the terrain here and the challenges that it does indeed face, I bet you were really relieved to have that little bit of rainfall in the last couple of days. Are you happy with how the ground is before the cross country?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're working on it, and I think, you know, most people are thinking it's super good up in the dressage, and we worked here in the arena, and I think, and it's Pony Club today, but I mean, I think the horses are going, ponies are going well in there. And, you know, as we speak, we're working on the ground on the cross country. I mean, the good thing is the rain we had was good rain, and that it didn't all come in once. It came in showers. And so the moisture's gone in about 8 inches. So that's really been the saving grace, because when it really, really dries out and you work it with the machines, it just tends to, you know, rip the grass out, and then it becomes actually almost more slippery. But that moisture we had has really saved the day for the horses this week.
As course designer, what are the challenges that you face here at Gatcombe Park? Because it never fails to amaze me, the nature of the terrain, very undulating, isn't it?
The biggest problem is finding somewhere flat to put the fences. because of the terrain, the track can really only go one way, and you start at the top of the hill and finish at the bottom. And there's not a lot of scope for doing a lot of things differently, because there's nowhere else to go. But this time we've got actually quite a big gallop from Evening Banks into the Park Bowl and the finish. But it's the nature of the beast. We've got two great viewing areas, one down in Evening Banks and the other in front of the Princess's House in the Park Bowl, which is sort of the traditional one. But they're really the two places now where people can go and watch and see, you know, 6, 8, 10 fences from one vantage point.
Are there any phases or combinations that have been, say, tweaked or adjusted that we should look out for this year?
The nightmare is if there's one place that's causing all the trouble. That's always the course designer's nightmare. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is to sort of really get warmed up, and then the questions start at 6, the Smith and Williamson offset. And then it's sort of normal. You have a couple of let-up fences, then another combination. They're never exactly the same every year, because obviously in the park here, all the fences are portable, so they get put away in the winter. I certainly don't make a note or can't remember what I did last year, so they're bound to be a little different, you know, maybe distance, maybe angle, maybe... But the riders definitely need to walk the course.
Just talking about the event as a whole and the way that it's evolved and developed over the years, it must make you incredibly proud, not only because the riders feel that it's one of the highlights in the equestrian calendar, but the whole day out, the whole experience. I mean, it sounds a bit of a cliche, but there really is something for everyone, isn't there?
Well, that was when the Princess Royal and I set out back in the 80s to start the horse trials here. That's what we set out to do, was to provide a family day out and to provide an entertainment, and so then that would hopefully bring the people in, and if we had good footing and good courses, that would bring the horses and riders in. I think it's probably time for me to move on in terms of the overall event. You know, the younger generation now, Peter's taken over, the internet, social media, all that stuff is I'm probably too old for all that, and too old to get the maximum benefit out of it. Peter's been part of the event since for as long as he can remember, and he's got new and good and young ideas to grow the event and to make it more enjoyable for spectators and more successful in the future.
And of course, in terms of top flight competition, it really is a fantastic arena to showcase horses of all levels. We could see the future stars of Burley or Badminton here this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, even when I was riding back in the 70s and 80s, or 60s even, the novice championship was always a special thing to win, because if you won the novice championship, you were thinking you were on the next badminton winner. So now, as the sport's grown, we've got the intermediate championship and now the open championship. And what's really nice this year, which actually gives me more pleasure than anything, with Magic Millions coming on as a title sponsor, to have the retraining of racehorses championship here. And I think that's, horses are wonderful animals, and when they can have another career that they can really enjoy after racing, I think that's a fantastic thing.
So just going into the weekend, then, you're happy with how things are going in terms of the cross-country course, keeping a key eye? I mean, it's so hot here today, so I think we've got more of the same come the weekend.
You should have been here last week, if you think this is hot. No, obviously, it's warm when the sun comes out, but before that rain came, it was really hot, Today, we had a little bit of cloud cover and a little bit of a breeze. It's actually quite pleasant. You get out of the wind and in the sun, yeah, it's warm, but it's pretty much a perfect day, actually, for horses, riders and spectators.